This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I almost feel like, what I need to do is I need to get her own theme music. Maybe Dragnet. The theme from Dragnet would be good. What do you think? Joining us again.
I'm afraid it's going to be the song, I'm a Desperate Man. That's the one that, whenever I hear that, that's really me. Out there searching for the truth.
I don't know. I'll give you a little Jack Webb. You seem to get the truth. Joining us again is attorney at law Paloma Cabana. She has come up with some new stuff, found out some new stuff concerning January the 6th, which is just the gift that keeps on giving, huh? As far as the data dumps that go on.
Yes. It does. It really doesn't allow me to have a normal schedule because randomly these things get released, they get leaked, courts make decisions, and so there's a real arrhythmia to my own life, and yet, how do I not trouble it? I'm so deep into it. I have been more than full-time since the day of January 6th, on the events of January 6th, and so now, in some sense, when a 33-page single-spaced memo drops in my lap because Politico gets it from somebody who has submitted it to the select committee, how do I not stop everything going on in the House and just sit down and dig into it?
Well, tell me about this. The latest thing that you have told me about is a military data dump.
It is. So a Colonel Earl Matthews of the U.S. Army submitted a written statement to the January 6th Select Committee going on right now in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's 33 pages, single-spaced, as I said, and just to be critical, it's very messy. He clearly did not write an outline before drafting this document. He assumes the reader will read it at least 6 times to get out of it what's in it. But there's 3 points in here that I think is really worth discussing. The first one is kind of this top line. He's written this memo because he believes that Major General Walker of the D.C. National Guard is actually the subject of retaliatory behavior from top brass within the Department of Defense over Major General Walker's testimony to Congress back in the first round of hearings, end of February, beginning of March. And that the military's perception is that somehow Walker made them look bad. What's interesting about him taking that angle of approach is that his memo is actually the first time that a witness before any of the congressional committees that have been convened is specifically calling out lies being submitted to congressional committees. And in this case, he's attacking testimony and statements that were given in June by members of the United States Armed Services. So I do think it's worth considering that now that we're a year downstream, are we finally coming to a point that some infighting is going to reveal to us new information? Is that where the dynamic is finally going? Or are we starting to see somebody like Colonel Matthews writing at the behest of repairing his boss's image? It raises sort of an interesting question to me as a litigation attorney. How on earth can the public sort out even the credibility of the voice they're hearing, let alone the truth of the content? And I'm interested, Bill, to hear from you. How are you sorting out things of January 6th?
Well,
tune it out altogether. Or
No. I listen to what you have to say, because anything else I get is going to be coming from the magic box, right? Nobody's breaking it down. No critical thinking going on. I use my military mind, formerly military mind, and look at January 6th as the worst insurrection ever mounted, ever. We killed nobody. No, you know, and I put us in there because I'm in that basket of people.
Yeah.
There were no deaths. There was no coup, no nothing. Even though they keep getting a lot of mileage out of it. So, it was. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a little story. In 2020, there was two things happening in the same week. There was SHOT Show, and there was the Second Amendment gathering in Virginia.
Yeah.
And Northam had gotten a fenced enclosure and all this other stuff, and all of these people were going to go there to show their solidarity with Virginia. They were going to go there to and listen, I got nothing against any of that, except I'm not going into a conflict unless I'm going to fight in the conflict. I'm not going to go there and put myself in a position to lose my gun rights or anything else simply because somebody has politicized life. So I was begging all these people not to go. And I look at what happened on January the 6th, and when, you know, what I think happened, I don't know what you think, but what I think happened was, once again, as we tried to do the things by the rules, we always were operating by the rules, we decided to get together and have a lot of stuff. And there was, you know, Trump was up there speaking at the Ellipse, and all the people like me and you that would have gone there, that would have been there for this reason, we would have been there listening to Trump, but at the time that he was still at the Ellipse, this is when they started trying to breach the building.
That is correct.
And all of these things set themselves up. It was such a big, huge, unmanageable crowd that to get out there and say, well, it'll be nothing but the true believers. There won't be anybody in here trying to usurp anything or be a provocateur or anything like that. There'll be nobody salting the people with people from the other factions, from Antifa. To get out there and do that was incredibly naive. I'm being kind. I'm being kind with that one.
No, I agree. And here is where Colonel Matthews' report then makes for, I hope, a very interesting discussion between the two of us, because it gave me huge insight into the delay of response to events once they got in motion at the Capitol. You may notice that none of the congressional committees have ever called as a witness Muriel Bowser, mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Right. Well, the mayor of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, January 5th, issued a one-page letter to the acting United States Attorney General, Jeffrey Rosen, to the Secretary of the Army, Brian McCarthy, and to the acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, and she laid bare a four-paragraph letter that comes down to this, quote, "To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel.
Hang on. Going to have to kick that over. We'll do that all over again. I was too busy listening. It crept up on us. Talking to Paloma Cabana, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. In the last segment, I had to interrupt Paloma. She was telling us some good stuff, and then I said, hang on with that vital information. It's time for a commercial. So, can you pick it up?
We were talking about...
Yeah,
yes.
Go.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's letter on Tuesday, January 5th, which was released in the early afternoon. It says, to be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages any additional deployment without immediate notification to and consultation with Metropolitan Police Department if such plans are underway. That's the mayor of D.C. afternoon of Tuesday, January 5. Fast forward to afternoon of January 6th, at just about the same time of day, at 1:30, Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser requests additional forces to respond to the Capitol. And a few minutes later, USCP Chief Sun actually calls Major General Walker of the D.C. National Guard to ask for help. The new report out from this Colonel Matthews points out that it's not until 3:48 p.m. that the Secretary of the Army, McCarthy, repositions himself to Metro Police Department headquarters to meet with Mayor Bowser to develop a plan for D.C. National Guard to go to the Capitol. At 4:30, there's a press conference with the Secretary of the Army, McCarthy, with the Mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. It takes 20 minutes, and it's after the press conference at 5:08 p.m. that Major General Walker of D.C. National Guard gets the authorization to go ahead. I'm a little bit confused why nobody in Congress has called upon the mayor to testify, given the dots I've just connected for you.
Well, it's run by Democrats and never Trumpers.
Fault, right? All this time it's been President Trump's fault.
Right.
All this time there's been pressure on Major General Walker, distinguished career. His testimony was impeccable. I would encourage listeners of Lock and Load to go to C-SPAN and dial it up, or to get my book and look at the footnote and dial it up. Listen to him. Listen to his account of the day of January 6th. The role of the mayor of Washington, D.C. has been completely overlooked in all of this.
Did you see what, I mean, Washington, D.C., but this is what I find interesting. Today was the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of left-wing groups convened downtown, blocked off traffic, and they kept the World War II vets, the remaining, however many of them there are, World War II vets that are still out there, from going and commemorating their friends that they lost in World War II and at Pearl Harbor.
That is just totally despicable. If you don't mind me stating my opinion.
Well, but listen.
That is just wrong.
I have to presume that either Muriel Bowser has made it just okay whenever they feel up to doing it, or that they did it without a permit. And if they did it without a permit, then my first thought is there should be some arrests being made and a few other things happening, and but apparently that's not what I don't know. Apparently that's not what happened. They put up all the tape and everything, and you know, paid the homage to the left that they do, and all the other little things they got going on there. And
your First Amendment rights, not only of free speech but also of assembly, do not extend to interference actively with natural ingress and egress. So even when you are issued a permit, let's say to walk down a street on one side and so forth, you know, you're not permitted to obstruct ingress and egress of businesses, ingress and egress of locations. And even if they were walking on the sidewalk, you have to contain yourself. Because I've done a lot of on-site protesting with labor unions in upstate New York. I mean, there's just very clear rules on how you do it legally. And it's really quite effective, quite frankly, when you do a proper picket.
Yes,
what you're describing to me is not proper in any respect. So if a permit was issued, they would have been in violation of an appropriate permit. And, yes, arrests should have been made.
Okay. Well, Muriel Bowser, I don't find her to be a – I mean, she's obviously an opportunistic left-winger who sees nothing wrong anytime, anywhere – with allowing certain things to happen, and that sort of infuriates me, especially in the Capitol.
It does raise, though, in the context of defendants who have already been charged, and I'll apologize to listeners if you're tired of hearing me beat this drum, but it's yet another tom-tom for me to tap with a slightly different rhythm. I have continued to assert since January 6th that the Capitol was open. And I've given lots of arguments on all different episodes of Lock and Load, Gun Owners Radio. And this one, to me, is almost an ultimate. If the mayor was asserting sufficient jurisdiction that the Department of Defense was actually deferring to her authority for a plan even on how to, which streets to use and what timing and what optics, in other words, how the officers would be dressed of the National Guard to roll in to the Capitol while the events were unfolding at the Capitol that we were all watching on TV, then the Capitol definitely wasn't closed. Because if it was closed, it would have already been an established perimeter.
Okay.
With the
okay.
mayor, with MPD, and
we're getting,
there wasn't.
You brought me to my question, so we'll ask that when we get back. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's got a book out. We'll tell you where to find that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since a Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of the airplane, and I'm like, God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Efring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. Direct and straightforward, that's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is describing President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Russia has been building troops on the Ukraine border. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is still considering part of President Biden's economic agenda, the Build Back Better Act that they're calling a social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer gives an update on the negotiations.
Senate Democrats continue our work to pass the President's Build Back Better Act before Christmas. Making progress on Build Back Better has been no small task, but sticking to our deadline will be worth it for one simple reason. At its core, Build Back Better is the best shot we've had in decades to help families lower costs.
Republican critics argue the bill is too expensive at a time when inflation is rising and the government has already approved trillions of dollars in new spending. Governor David Ige has declared a state of emergency for Hawaii as heavy downpours and flash floods pound the island. The governor's declaration will mobilize resources and funding for cleanup from the storm. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capana, attorney at law. Now, she has already written something that sets all of this up. That, I mean, we continue to do the continuation where she's got a second volume coming out, but tell everybody how to find the book that you already got out there.
Thank you. It is at 2ampatriot.com. And it's called The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement. What's fabulous for me is a memo like Colonel Matthews that just came out does nothing more than confirm that the approach pattern I've been on since the beginning is actually valid. So it's actually a pretty exciting piece for me, because it adds just a couple little, you know, more granular pieces to the story. But the essential story, the essential framework is laid out in my book that then actually allows someone to hear a piece of news like this and slot it right into the development of, okay, so the KISS, to keep it simple, stupid, why were things so bogged down on January 6th, we knew already that there were agencies and law enforcement with overlapping and not well-defined jurisdictional roles between each other for a scenario such as this. But now what we really know is the slowdown, the impediment created by a single individual, namely the mayor of the Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. And I can add one more detail out of Colonel Matthews' memo, and it's really going to resonate, I think, with you, Bill, as a military man. On Monday night, so I'm the night before the mayor's letter, Monday night at 9:12 p.m., a change was made in the chain of command for the Quick Reaction Force Approval Authority. It had, through the whole of the 2020 year, all of the civil unrest in Washington, D.C., been directly couched with Major General Walker. And the night of Monday, January 4th, 9:12 p.m., the language shifted. Here was the original sentence. You may employ D.C. National Guard Quick Reaction Force as a last resort in response to a request from appropriate civil authority. And accompanying that sentence, there was a metric of five scenarios, any one of which would allow Major General Walker to deploy D.C. National Guard. The new language, Monday night, 9:12 p.m., is I withhold authority to approve employment of D.C. National Guard Quick Reaction Force and will do so only as a last resort in response to requests from an appropriate civil authority. I will require a concept of operation prior to authorizing employment of the Quick Reaction Force. If the Quick Reaction Force is employed, D.C. National Guard personnel would be clearly marked or distinguished from civilian law enforcement. You will notify me immediately of any request for QFR employment. And just a few hours later, Colonel Matthews sent an email across saying, as written, the Secretary of Defense would now need to personally approve before our personnel in the city wear helmets for personal protection.
So do you happen to know the scenarios that they outlined for deployment?
I do. Would you like to hear? It's a short bullet list.
Okay, give me a short
item
bullet
number
list. Item
number one, flash crowd that is not manageable by assembled law enforcement. Number two, civil unrest not manageable by assembled law enforcement civil disturbance unit. Number three, large-scale vandalism and looting, i.e. in the city center area. Number four, vandalism or damage to national monument or museum. And number five, attempts to breach federal or district government building. Oh, I apologize. One more, act of arson. So looking at that metric, essentially, as January 6th is unfolding, you've got four different scenarios that are met, and you only needed one.
Right.
So the metric is very clear. You could deploy D.C. National Guard under the pre-existing chain of command, not under the brand new one.
The other question I have is, how would they be equipped? Would they have weapons? Would they have ammo? Would they be fully equipped to take rounds? Would they be wearing plate carriers? Would they have medics? Would they have a logistics train behind them? What would they have?
Yes.
All of that.
So, in multiple documents that I've reviewed across this year, there was never any contemplation that D.C. National Guard would go in armed. It was simply to be civil disturbance, as they had handled things during 2020.
Were they going to be armed with anything?
No firearms, no ammunition. Shield, baton, that type of a thing.
Riot troops.
No firearms, no ammunition.
Riot, yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah, so they were kitted out, K-I-T-T-E-D. They were kitted out.
Well, you know, that's the new jingo. The actual phrase is TONE, Table of Organization and Equipment. But they don't say, based upon what you're telling me is their scenarios, they're not taking into effect anything like a terrorist attack or anything else. Why wouldn't they have a deployment?
Correct.
There's nothing in there for a deployment like that. There's nothing in there for just amount of Mumbai attack or nothing.
Negative.
Nothing for a. Okay.
That's a lack of foresight. You get straight to the heart of a national security question. So let's step back for just a second.
Sure.
Of having the benefit of hindsight. Afternoon of January 6th, you have the top three leaders of the United States Armed Services moving around the Capitol, which is in a dynamic state. It was unclear exactly what was happening. It's still unclear exactly who the very front people were. And you've got our three key military personnel in cars. I mean, I've got a timeline. I could tell you exactly who was moving to which building and where at this point.
Sure.
Why do we not have anything else going on in the world that these men needed to keep an eye on?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Made me just a little concerned to think that none of the three of them were actually focused on the United States in the context of the globe, and that we didn't have the delegation of authority to an experienced major general with 39 years as a veteran and then with D.C. National Guard. And you've got these running around because the mayor of Washington, D.C. is concerned about optics, and in her letter comments, she doesn't want any confusion created among residents and visitors by them having any unidentified personnel. So the mayor of D.C. had a number of D.C. National Guard members working the subway and traffic duty.
Hang on for me if you would.
Yes.
This just keeps getting better and better. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and, it's been fascinating. It's been taking me right in the breaks. I'm not managing the clock at all. Barely at all. I'm glad to have bump music coming up. Now, one thing I do want you to get out there is what happened to the second female that died. Because you're the only one that I've heard mention that.
Sure. So let's just shift gears completely for a second. You and I have been talking, of course, about the death of Ashley Babbitt, the unarmed woman who was shot by Michael Byrd of the United States Capitol Police inside the building. And that remains an ongoing story with more things being disclosed. Last night, I was doing what I call opposition research, channel scanning on the TV, and I hit MSNBC, where they were interviewing a quote-unquote reporter who claims to have done a podcast about a woman named Roseanne Boyland, who also died at the Capitol outside the building on January 6th. One of the reasons you don't know her name, and one of the reasons that the media has not discussed her since January 6th, is because she died of a drug overdose. So the Washington, D.C. Office of Chief Medical Examiner did conduct the autopsy, did do so timely, did release those official results, and there really was no story, if you will, until now. When MSNBC and this reporter, who disclosed himself to be a friend of the family, has now done a podcast, and the thrust of his podcast is the following. I grew up in the Middle East. I know what it is to be radicalized. Ms. Boylan was radicalized by President Trump being a demagogue, and that is the reason that she is dead. She is an alcoholic who was in recovery with the full extent of his story. So this entire segment on MSNBC, which is nothing more than a commercial for his podcast, completely misrepresents and omits the essential findings of the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of Washington, D.C., that it was an overdose on the afternoon of. There is no, what is the story there? And how sad is it that anyone would thus seek to profit and seek to politicize her death because of this obsession that a certain segment of the population and the media has to make sure that President Trump never shows his face again. It's essentially what it comes down to.
Well, that's not working. Trump will be back. This is the thing that they have set up. Mm-hmm. Everything they have done. And, I mean, them. I don't know why it surprises you, Paloma. I mean, the gun controllers, how many suicide victims do they extort, do they exploit in the name of creating more gun control? When they don't ever talk about why a suicide victim commits suicide. I'm not even sure I should call him a victim. I'm almost a suicide committer. A suicide committer. They never explain why someone commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I know why they commit suicide, according to certain psychologists anyway. I had a producer that committed suicide. And when I asked her about this, because I had this dream about him, right, after he did it. And I said, what does this mean? She said, listen, this is what you got to understand about a suicide, somebody that commits suicide. When they make the decision to commit suicide, that's the first moment of peace that they've ever known. And they really like that. And that's why it's very hard to catch someone who tries to commit suicide and fails and keep them from doing it again. You may slow them down, you know, put them in a room, take away their shoelaces, you know, give them nothing that they can use against themselves. But in the end, it's hard to overcome that moment of peace because as human beings, we like peace.
And the challenge here for me on this topic is a question of respect.
Yeah.
This young woman has died and has died in sad circumstances. Why does the media simply not respect that for what it is and leave it? Why would you amplify misinformation that I imagine very shortly? I mean, I'm just being quick off the mark here with you
sure.
to discuss this, but at some point in the not-too-distant future, there will be a news cycle that's going to start running its course about this woman dying from a drug overdose. And there will be reporters then contacting family and friends and high school teachers and all the rest of it to pursue that discussion.
Well, you know, the way they report things, it makes me think in a lot of ways they don't care about the truth coming out. They're trying to do the damage while they can because they're counting on a very short memory amongst the consumers of news.
I think at this point they're counting on the American public to simply be too overloaded of stress from a variety of sources.
Yeah.
To check into anything.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
Well, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. You want to know what the problem is?
I'm going to read you a little thing. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I actually have it as part of the show prep. And I don't know who to attribute this to. It's one of those things where the author is unknown, if I can actually find it. Which I had it right here, I thought. Okay, now man. That's not it.
Just while you're pulling it, the one additional comment that I wanted to make was simply this. We, on the right, have been making quite a commentary about the so-called cancel culture.
Right.
There is, I think, something worse going on, which is the lack of concern for the truth in the media.
That's obvious.
Canceling is acknowledging that something is and then trying to get rid of it. But this business of the quote-unquote media actually putting things out on the airwaves as if it's the truth, we've fact-checked it, we've gone to opposing viewpoints, we are bringing this to you for you to believe, to me is worse.
Well, I don't have time to read it now. I did find it. I'll send it to you.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I only just found it. I mean, you know, this time I'm paying attention to the clock. But I will send it to you. You'll understand where this comes from me, because I think this is where they're pushing us. I will text this to you very shortly. Tell everybody how to find the book one more time.
Sure. It's tampatriot.com. And in our next episode, Bill leads off with his quote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, thank you very much for Paloma turned on a dime today and said, yep, I'll do it. When I reached out to her to see if she could join us today just to talk about this stuff, because this is this little subterfuge that's going on. We got to know about this. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you to all the listeners of Lock and Load for tuning in and being concerned with the truth.
There you go. Hour number three is inbound. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.